Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Tickets on sale now to see the hilarious Butch Bradley, September 25th, 26th, and 27th at Howie Mandel's Comedy Club in Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City.
Wow, how surprising. Hilarious Butch Bradley is here in the studio.
Yeah, no pressure. That's great. That's a good East Coast welcome. Let's put him in a hole and see how he digs his way out. That's how the East Coast says hello. Yeah.
Butch is appearing, like the man said, at the Howie Mandel Comedy Club tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday, and tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. Good morning to you. This Good is the morning. First time we're ever meeting, and you're from the area.
Yeah, that's how big I am. They gave me Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know what I mean? They're like, he's from home. Let's treat him like he's local and family. We'll give you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in Atlantic City on the boardwalk. I hope you make it out of there alive. Yeah, it's great. As so I was just saying, you're the only way I'm going to be fitting. Now my family's going to know I've made it because I'm on your show. They won't even come see my comedy. Be like, I heard you were on the radio show with DeBell. That's great. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Now, so you grew up in Atlantic City?
I did. Why do you not believe me?
Well, no, because most people do, you know, people work in Atlantic City and live in Egg Harbor.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You grew up in Atlantic City.
Yeah, yeah. I grew up there, but like you said, most of my family's from Arizona Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but ended up growing up in Margate. So, you're really local inside.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but I still played with my cousins and got beat up in Atlantic City.
Okay.
I still have some credit. You know, I still rode my bike down the boardwalk, going to arcades, and then getting mugged after we won some, you know.
Some little tickets.
They took all my tickets, and then they went back in.
Because now you couldn't get an eraser.
Right. I still miss that stuff. I was just saying to Steve coming in, being in the rain in traffic, and I was like, there's rain. I'm living in Las Vegas.
What a
nightmare. I call home. I'm like, oh, my God, Mom, this is just 100 degrees every day. She's like, it's always raining here. I go, Mom, do me a favor. Hold the phone up. I want to hear it. I just want to hear it. I want to hear you complain while I hear the rain. That makes me miss home. Let's skip Thanksgiving this year. I think we're covered.
Is it rough growing up with a name like Butch?
Yeah.
I mean, what was it like in school? Because when your name's Butch, you got to be the bully.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I don't hear it as much now. But when I was a kid, I'm Lawrence Bradley. I was Butch.
All right.
And I kept asking my mom, I don't understand, why are you doing this to me? Because I went to Catholic school.
Right.
The nuns, if you called me anything but Lawrence, you got hit.
Oh, yeah. Well, because you had to have a saint's name.
Yeah, Lawrence, I got hit. And you know, but it was interesting when I'd show up to a fight or kids getting ready to get in a skirmish and they heard Butch was coming.
Right.
And then freckles and red hair showed up. I think they all were very happy to see they were going to win that day. Yeah. You know, that happened many a times. Butch, we're just going to use your name. It's going to scare them off. You know, this always works out bad. They see me, and then we get our butts kicked. Yeah. So.
But growing up in Atlantic City, being a kid named Butch, I mean, did you have fears? Or, you know, because that's the kind of name you can't have any fear.
Growing up in New Jersey with a single mom, you're born with fears. I leave my garage still in Vegas. I have to watch my garage closed because in my mind, if I look away, someone might roll in.
Uh-huh.
Like they might be there when I get home. And that happened because when I was a kid, my mom would be like, boys, we're home. Did you boys watch the garage close? No, why? Well, then we don't know, do we? And that thought is basically everything you're saying. I check my house every night. And if you did break in my home, there'd be zero need for violence. Because if I ever open that closet and someone's in there, I'm going to drop dead. I was always afraid. I don't know. Like, walking down the street. You ever walk down the street and you have that one guy walking at you?
Yeah.
Well, when you're from the East Coast, all you do is assume this guy's going to kill me. You never assume anything good. Oh, this guy's going to take me horseback riding. We're going for beers. I love this guy. Yeah. Yeah, I am paranoid. Yeah, growing up in AC, single mom. I just bought a Doberman, which what I didn't realize is you really don't need any dog to grow up past puppyhood because they bite so much. They nip, they bite.
Right. Yeah,
if someone broke into my house, I could throw this thing at them, and they would leave a life of crime afterward just from annoyance. And they cry. And this thing cries in the middle of the night. And the neighbors think I'm beating or murdering someone. But, living in Vegas, no weather. weather, no moisture. Like, you take green, the color green.
Right.
They don't even know what green is. People are like, hey, come see my backyard. I'm like, I'm sorry, it's really not a backyard. That's a walled-in area of rocks. And if you peek over your wall, you're going to see your neighbor has the same collection. And stop asking me to go on hikes. I don't go on. I'm from New Jersey. You mean you want to go for a walk? Go on a hike? It's 110 degrees here. I don't even, you know what? I'll watch that on I Survived. Because people want to go hiking, and they talk about shorts and a t-shirt like it's an outfit. Don't worry, this is my hiking outfit. No, that's shorts and a t-shirt. It's not really going to protect you against what's going on in the desert. Why are you going out there? We're going to climb rocks. You know, you should just grab your sandwich and step in your own backyard. I think you got that covered. I think you're good.
What is with the walled yards all over Vegas?
It's bizarre.
It's like, what, no one ever heard of fences?
It's so, yeah, and it's walled like you're in a castle.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yes.
What are we defending against? How big are rattlesnakes? You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking. It's so fun. No one gets that concept. It's great to hear this. It's refreshing because I said that. The realtor, I just got a place and I'm like, why is my wall 10 feet high? How nuts is the guy next door? You know what I mean? Do I have to have a castle guard like, hey, ye, Butch has arrived. Open the gates. No, sir, there's been no sign of moisture.
Yeah. No, that's Ben Gillette's house. That's
exactly.
And, you know, and at least you don't have to worry because, you know, if they never get the wall up in Mexico, they're not getting past Nevada. Oh,
yo, this is hilarious because my girl, who's on her way here, is Texan Mexican. She's Texican.
Okay.
So she's always sort of in an inner battle. She's like, we should build the wall. We should tear that down. I don't feel good about it. But, the walls, you're right. Who could, listen, my girl, I could build a wall. If you tell her you're hungry, she will get over and under that wall and cook for you anywhere you are. I don't even know where she's getting food from. She goes in the other room and comes back with a meal, and I'm like, wait, we didn't have that. She goes, I just grabbed a little this and that. I'm like, we didn't have this and that. Where's this tunnel you have hidden in our home? Are you going back to Mexico and bringing these things back? I think I have the tunnel, really. I think Trump should visit me.
Butch Bradley is appearing tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday at Howie Mandel, wrong H word, Howie Mandel's Comedy Club at the Hard Rock, and you can get tickets through Ticketmaster.com. I've got one pair of tickets for whichever night you would like to go to this. When will you be best? What night will you be best?
I'm thinking Wednesday.
You're thinking Wednesday.
I'm feeling
so
tonight I'm going to pull in like a B minus, C plus.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like tomorrow I'll crank it up a little more.
Okay.
And Thursday I'll be so over family and everything. All I'll right. be like, I'm just going to tell them what I think. Standing ovation. Bye. Get me to Philly Airport. Because Atlantic City seriously is more of a jitney stop.
So Butch will be there, and you can have your, it seems Wednesday is the night to go. 215-263-WMGK. Thank you so
what
much.
What an honor to be
it.
Here. So exciting all that right. comedy's brought me this far. Thanks for having me.
All right. I'll send your mama autographed picture.
Please do.
Like.
Thanks. Rub that in my face. Right.